Well, Uwe, you said after the game on Tuesday is a bit of a crazy one in that so much happened. What kind of a game do you expect on Saturday at Portsmouth in contrast maybe to that one?
I think when I described the game chronologically, what would happen, and I highlighted the fact the majority of the interview was that I was very happy the way we played in big parts of the game. I think the first half was exceptional. Section that shows what sort of heights we can hit when we are really on it. Obviously, also the opposition helped us the way they were setting up, but you only can beat a team what is in front of you, and the way we played in the first half was really good. Second half, I still felt we was in control. Obviously, we wanted to win the game. We chased, we had the initiative, we chased the game, and we got the winner. What then happened in the last 5-10 minutes, and that obviously clouded a little bit the whole game. And you should never make assumption only after the last 5 or 10 minutes in the game. But that is very often the way, because that's the last thing you remember. The last 5-10 minutes was obviously not how we wanted to end the game. But the majority was a very good game overall.
You'd take another 3-2 win, wouldn't you, on Saturday at Portsmouth?
And when you see now how many goals we scored home this season, I think our supporters, they're getting value for their money. We're scoring goals with traumatic stages in games, and we have a very good home record. And I'm pleased for our supporters to get that sort of quality. I'm not always pleased because of my heart, because I don't know how long I can keep going with that.
Portsmouth, they've made a reasonable start to life in League One. They lost in midweek at Northampton. Kenny Jackett said they were a bit naive. What are you expecting from them?
This club attracted Kenny Jackett, for me, a very well-respected manager. He's a championship manager, managing in League One. They could attract such a high-profile manager, and that Kenny went there, that shows the intent the club has. And interesting to see going through the media things, describing Fleetwood Town a little bit too unknown. That's probably true. We only played them twice in the history between two clubs. But we know what we will face. So we have ultimately respect for their squad, for their manager, and for their crowd. And we're going there as a clear underdog. But like last season, this role is quite good for us at times. And then we'll see where that takes us.
It can be quite intimidating there, can't it? With a big crowd, passionate crowd, it's vibrant.
Yeah.
How important is it that you stay in the game early on, especially?
I felt, you know, normally the third game in a week, an intense week, is always the one you have to pick up the players in a way that, you know, raise the energy levels on Fridays and try to make them focus again, refocus again. And didn't need to do that today. So everybody was on their toes. Everybody wants to play. Everybody wants to be in the 18s. Everybody wants to travel. Everybody wants to play in front of 20,000. In our calendar, that's one of the highlights this season, with the Blackburns, with the Wiggins and the Portsmouth. I'm a massive compliment to our chairman that he allows us to put ourselves in the best possible position to compete by every flying down this evening. So, like I said, Friday traveling with a bus would have been very, very difficult for us in the third game of the week to compete with them on energy-wise, and our game is about energy. So I expect us to be really up for it, and then I look forward to see our squad, how they can cope with the surrounding. I said to the players, don't play the name, don't play the player's name, just play the game. And see where that takes us.
And just finally from me, how easy or difficult has it been trying to address some of the defensive issues, set pieces, for example, this week, when you've just had so little time between matches?
There's not much we can address, so we can highlight that. The players know it by themselves. We're not overemphasis on, because I think it's important that we're not panicking when we certainly is a corner or a free kick. We are not there now, because we basically, apart from the Carlisle, we're not conceding on the first header. We're conceding in the second phase or in the third phase. What that is due up to concentration and experience. Each game, we will get better on that. Already saw, for example, Bailey Cargill, the game from Oldham, his positioning, his defensive responsibilities and duties, a massive improvement from Oldham to Bury, only in one game, only in three days. That shows how quick you can improve on issues like that. In general, we were just maintaining, had a good recovery protocol, keeping them light, keeping them fresh in their heads and in their legs, and have a good travel arrangement, what gives us a good chance to compete.